With such a young Atlanta girls basketball team this season, the Trojans have continued to see tremendous improvement in ball movement, court vision, and court situations. Head coach Dan Vargason has seen his girls take a big step up, which is just right in time for regionals.
Yeah, they've improved tremendously. And I think the biggest thing is with just playing together, limiting turnovers, understanding what we're supposed to be doing, things like that. As the season's gone on, you can start to see the vision of players. They're starting to see the floor. They're starting to know where teammates are supposed to be and things like that. I think early on, that was our biggest disconnect and why we had so many turnovers was people were still learning where they were supposed to be and where their teammates were supposed to be. And then when the defense made an adjustment, now what? And now we're starting to understand, okay, if this is what happens, this is how we react. And we're getting to that point where the coaches don't have to say it from the sideline. They're able to see it themselves.
The Trojans are led this season by Peyton Harder, who averages 16.4 points and 11.4 rebounds per game this season. Although Peyton has been a key player in scoring this season, it cannot always just be what Coach Vargason calls, quote-unquote, the Peyton Show. We have seen that as of late, as Zoe Kirkhoff, who averages 6.3 points per game, Maddie Richter with the same 6.3, McKenna Schroeder at 5.2, and Katrina Williams with 3 points, have all continued to push the tempo and make key contributions both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the more important pieces that we've needed is we knew we had Peyton in the paint and we knew that Katrina could go in and get some things done as well. But Katrina's done a great job. But on the perimeter, we needed to stretch things out to be able to get Peyton some space. And not only that, but just to be able to score. We don't want to be a one-dimensional team. We talked early on, we didn't want it to be the Peyton Show. She has to get touches, but when it goes into her and comes back out, we needed Zoe and Maddie, McKenna, all those girls to score from the perimeter consistently.
Speaking of Maddie Richter, the senior has knocked down 20 of 90 three-pointers this season and has been shooting 36.9% effectively from the field this year. Her game continues to improve and has become a crucial part of the Trojan offense.
Yeah, Maddie is somebody who she definitely is really good at stretching the floor for us. She's shooting over 30%, almost made 33s on the season. So she's somebody that's tough to defend. Plus this year she's gotten much better at dribbling and getting to the basket, not just the dribbling, but actually getting somewhere and finishing moves. So that's been good for her to be able to expand her game.
Looking into their opponent, Southeast Valley, who finished 11-8 this season, they're led in scoring by Kenna Scott and Breck Mills. Scott has averaged 18 points, 3.6 assists, and 4.1 steals per game this season, while shooting 46% from the field. Mills is averaging 14.9 points and 8.4 rebounds per game, as the two most effective players on the floor for the Jaguars.
Yeah, like you said, those are their two main players, Kenneth Scott and Breck Mills. They shoot the majority of their shots. I think between the two of them, they've taken almost 600 of their 800 shots on the season. So you know they're going to put up their shots. They're both over 40% from the field, 28%, 24%. And Breck Mills is a tall player. She's 6'1", and she prefers to play out on the perimeter so she can shoot over people. And so that's a big advantage for them as well. And she's a good rebounder and just good all-around player. And they get to the basket very effectively, and they'll play in transition. So we've got to make sure we take that away and try to limit them, and force other players. Their next leading score is 4.6 per game. So the girl makes 2 to 3 shots. Those are the types of players that we got to have beat us. We can't let Scott and Mills go off and take control of the game.
The Trojans will head up to Southeast Valley High School today for the Class 3A Region 7 competition for an opening tip-off at 7 p.m. KS95.7 will be live for the broadcast, as myself, Zach Collins, will have the call with a pregame show at 6:40 p.m. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.